What is up, everyone? Welcome back to the O-Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Today, we're going to be talking about professional wrestling music. And I can't remember whether or not I've done this episode before, but if I have, it bears repeating. So, as usual, I was watching my Monday Night Raw, decompressing from the day, and something really stood out to me, as it usually does on Mondays and Thursdays, is the music of Monday Night Raw and WWE SmackDown is not great. The entrance music for these professional athletes has taken a dramatic dip from the heyday of the Attitude Era, or even, what is the era right before Attitude Era? Not the Golden Era. I don't remember what it was called. But the music used to be very evocative and tailored towards each professional wrestler. There are clips of Jim Johnson? I can't remember. But him speaking about how he created Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme, and his philosophy was when his music hit, you had to know immediately that it was Stone Cold, or that it was Mankind, or that it was The Rock, or whatever, whoever it was. It had to be very clear that before you even look at the Titantron, you knew who was coming out. And the music today just doesn't do that. It doesn't help you identify the professional wrestler. There's no personality behind a lot of the music. I'm not going to say all, but a lot of it. Obviously, some of the music is extremely tailored to professional wrestlers, and some of them, I would say, are downright great. I've grown to love Kingdom. My kids love it. We do the whoa when Cody comes out. It's. I think Kingdom is one of the better performative entrance songs in WWE today, mostly because it involves the crowd. The crowd gets to sing along. The crowd gets to have that moment with the professional wrestler. Same thing with Seth Rollins' theme, which has always been bad. Let's get that out the way. Seth Rollins' theme has never been good. And the only thing that saved it was when they added that whoa, whoa, because for the longest time, it was just noise. It just sounded like a bunch of pots and pans clanging together. And then he would come out with fire. And I was like, what is this noise? Please turn it off. And they tweaked it for a while until they got to the point where fans can interact with it. So it's very much like Kingdom. Roman Reigns' theme song, Bumps, it's one of the better themes for a professional wrestler. It's very tailored to sort of his kind of grandiose persona as the tribal chief. And when that music hits, fans go crazy, and then you get to do the, you know, put up the ones and the fireworks and everything. That's great. Then someone like Ilya Dragunov, who just came up from NXT and is putting on just crazy matches. The man has great range, great mic work, and he has music that is very identifiable as his theme. No one else has a theme like Ilya Dragunov, and that's a great point. When his music hits, you know it's him. I don't need, if I'm in my kitchen and his music pops, I know he's coming. I know who's coming out. Whereas someone like Baron Corbin, if his music hits, I have to turn over and look to see who's coming out if I have it, if the announce team hasn't, you know, popped his name yet. Most of the roster have generic create a wrestler themes. And I don't think anyone will argue with that. Braun Breaker, I feel, and this is just me being very not like detail-oriented when it comes to certain songs. I'm pretty sure his music has changed at least twice since he's made it to the main roster. I feel like his music was very generic, obviously very generic when he first came up. And then it got loud, like crazy loud, and like the pots and pans banging loud again. And he had a very kind of extended opening segment where it was just a lot of screeching noise, and then he comes out, and then I think they toned it down a little bit. I might be crazy. I don't know. But Braun Breaker's music is not that of a future champion. Let's just get that right out the way. It has no personality whatsoever. And I feel like they should invest some time and energy in to kind of bringing back the old style of music. I'm not saying they need to get back the old people to make it. I'm just saying they need to refocus how they create the themes for these professional wrestlers. And a lot of that comes down to the gimmick, and a lot of it hinges on character motivation, right? Stone Cold Steve Austin's song is incredibly tailored to the core of who Stone Cold is. Not necessarily whether he's a face or a heel, but just the man in general, like who Stone Cold is as a person, like the character. He's, you know, he's the badass. He's not going to be stopped. When he comes in, all hell's going to break loose. It doesn't matter who he's fighting. They're getting stunned. When his glass shatters, that pops the crowd. And then that music, it's perfect for that. The way it matches his cadence. It matches how he walks to the ring. It does a perfect job of introducing both, you know, old fans and like new fans back in the day to this character. Once his music hit, you know exactly what you were getting. Someone like The Rock, obviously, he says his own name, but it is very evocative of who he was. He was a self-centered, you know, playboy almost. He's very, you know, Hollywood before he even went to Hollywood. And him announcing himself in his music is perfect for that character. No matter what, if he was a heel or a face, he's still going to do that. Whether he's bad or good, he's going to announce himself as the greatest and let you know that he's on his way to the ring. So I don't know what the solution is in terms, because I don't produce music, but a lot of these professional wrestlers need help on the music front. Just WWE in general, they need to reevaluate a lot of the songs on the roster, because there are songs that are just completely tailored. Which, and that's why it's weird to me, because there are a lot of songs that still are 100% for the character or the stable or the faction or whatever that works great. Alpha Academy's music is perfect. New Day's music remains great. Who else is on the roster right now that has really, really good music that I can't? Carlito's music, which is oddly, it's really good, even though it's not as good as his last music. But I still like it. It has a bump to it that feels right for Carlito, even though Carlito doesn't really wrestle all that often. But his music is pretty good. I'm trying to think of music that I hear on like SmackDown or the Bloodline's music is, Solo Sikoa is okay. Jey Uso's music, the old Uso music, remains incredible. Even though I hate that it's just me, Uso, that feels, they need to get that part out of the song. He doesn't need to say that. But then you look back at something like the 2022, 23, and hell, even 24 Royal Rumble, when music hits, they just started adding people's names to the front. And it became a moment where everyone had to kind of watch the Titantron to see who was coming out versus just hear their music hit. Like when Val Venus's music hits, you know he's coming out. Hello, ladies. But when you have to watch the Titantron on a Royal Rumble and just to see and know who's coming out to the ring, that's a pretty clear sign. And I think the idea of let's add their names to the start of the song is not the proper way. That's a Band-Aid that just needs to go away. Anyway, what are your favorite recent WWE themes? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have a great day. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah.